Rishami Kalayim Daf Nun Dalad. But we're beginning with the new Perik on the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah discusses the halachas of an Oris. Now, the Gemara, basically, we had this already several times in the last Perik. There's a difference between the Kerem and an Oris. A Kerem is where you have you discuss the Machlokas B'Shamayis Hillel as to what a kerem is. You have two rows of five vines, or one row of five vines is enough, and you have to have 4 amas away from it in order to be able to plant the zera. That was the definition of kerem. But then we mentioned already before an oris, but now the Mishnah in this parak can discuss what is an oris. An oris is where the vines don't grow from the ground, but rather you put up a fence, and it's grows on the and the vines are on top of it, like a frame. That you built an oris is like a frame where the vines climb through and hang over the frame. And that is the way it's going. That's the way you do that. You do that because you can spread it out. It could grow wider. It could grow bigger without having to grow on the ground, which is much more difficult. Here it's spread out. It can grow much larger and stronger. So that's an oris. So the question is, when you're planting a vineyard with an oris, what's the halakha regarding the amount of space you need to be able to plant a zera next to it? Do you need the same 4 amas? Can you do less than that? That is what the Mishnah discusses. So the Mishnah discusses ezo oris. What's the halakha of an oris, the status of an oris? What is an oris? First of all, to define what an oris is in order to know how much you need space to know to be able to plant a zera next to it. So Mishnah says, "Anoita shua asal kamesh kafanim b'tzara geder shagavoa." You planted a row of 5 vines next to a wall that's 10 tefachim high. So then, obitzat choretz, or in a ditch or umik asar that's 10 tefachim wide, v'rochav arba, and it has 4 tefachim wide, and you put you hang the vines over it, over that ditch. No, over the walls of the ditch, no slava dasa arba amas. The same halacha applies, just like you have to have an arba amas for a kerem, you have to have the arba amas for an oris as well, even though it's only one shura, says the Mafulda. Alpha bishainu el shura akas, even though it's only one shura, still in all, the halacha is you'd have to separate it from 4 amas away before you could plant anything next to it to give it the space of Oroso Kerem in order to do the work, in order to plow, in order to do what you have to do. You need a workspace of 4 amos to be able to before you could plant anything alongside. So the same halakha applies. The Rashi Slua is an Arichus, trying to understand what the Mishnah brings down of an Aris. He has the Kasha of Lohuska Aris B'Shemakom. It doesn't mention anything in Mechilton. Doesn't mention anything in the Masechta, particularly about an Aris. So where did he get it from? Where does he even get this halakha from? That an Aris requires a separate type of Lashon, a separate type of halakha. So he brings down that the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah earlier, it talks about Din of a Karakas Kerem. We talk about how you plant it. So there the Gemara discusses about an Aris or not. So he says the same halakha would apply in Aris, where you build it, it's almost like a fence. You build it alongside us. What would be the halakha there? Whether one row is sufficient, does the same halakha apply by a kerem? It obviously doesn't apply over there. Even there, one shua, everyone would agree, is considered already a din of an Aris. And a din halakha would be to be marked together the 4 amos that requires for the workspace to be able to plant here as well. So the Gemara discusses. The Beis Shammai discusses this halakha. When you're measuring the 4 amos, how do you measure? Beis Shammai says, "Modim arba amos meikar gefanim masada." You measure the 4 amos from the base of the vine to the field. That's the space of 4 amos that you need to have. And Beis Hillel says, "Megeder lasada." You don't need from the base of the vines, but from the wall to the field. That's what you need. From the wall where the vines are hanging over. That's where you would need to build the space of the 4 amos. And the Marfula explains that the Megeder lasada, that means that if you have a lamashal, gefanim that are planted mizrachus or geder, east of the geder, and the smoras are hanging on top of the geder. So if you separate from that geder westward 4 amos, that would be sufficient enough to do be able to go there. You need the space over there. And this is one of the mekulei Beis Shammai mechumrei Beis Hillel, says the Rav Huldah, because here Beis Shammai says you would need from the base of the gefanim. Basila says, well, you need only from the fence, which is much more of a space. The fence is away from the root of the gefanim. So the four amos that Beis Hillel requires would be further of a space than Beis Hillel would require. So therefore, Beis Shammai here is Beis Hillel's makmir, and Beis Hillel is says the Marfulda, Beis Hillel is makel here. Beis Shammai is makel here. When you need from the it would be less of a space from the base of the gefanim to from the fence, and according to Beis Hillel, you need from the fence would be a more of a space. That is makula Beis Shammai is makula Beis Hillel. Says the Mishnah continues. The Amar Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Yochanan ben Nuri says, whoever learns this way is making a mistake. Whoever say this halakha, who learns that halakha, the machlokes this way, it would be, who explain it to my Shammai Beis Hillel, arguing about the four amos, the space we need, as we said, makuli Beis Hillel, my Shammai Chumrei Beis Hillel, is making a mistake. That is not the pshat. Ella, what is the pshat? What is the case of the four amos? That's talking about im yesh arba amos meikur gefanim legeder. The four amos from the base of the vines to the wall itself. We give it the work area, and you can plant in the remainder of the space. In other words, we're talking about that there's an halakha of the five gefanos, and the measuring of four amos is tied together, and the not the way the Tanakhama explains Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but rather the space that we need is only six tefachim between that. The question, that much space you're talking about, is where on each row is a separate row, a separate space, and Mamela, we don't have to have that amount of space from the wall to the face. Just that in the space itself, it's enough for b'chalkim. Tefachim would be enough to plant the different. The next vine would be, as long as you have that space, it's good enough. Then, no some of it is there. You can plant the work area. You can go ahead and make a work area. You can plant the remainder, even just six tefachim from each other. That is a much bigger kula than the Tanakhama's explanation. How much if you have one geffen, one vine, what's the space of separation? You have the six tefachim in every direction. Not six tefachim, but three tefachim in each direction would be the amount of space that you would have to have. You don't have to have in each tefachim three. You don't need full six. Even three tefachim from each one would be enough of a separation. Enough of in every direction would be enough to be considered enough of a space between what's planted anything more. You don't have to have the regular normal six tefachim that would normally require for each of the. This is, of course, we're talking about not a regular. Voto Rabbi Akiva says, but a geffen yechidi, an individual geffen, only requires three, not even six. And we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, we pass like the Tanakhama, and you have to have six tefachim for each one. Faith to Gemara. The kasha al daiti de Beis Shammai. You don't understand. What's the look of Beis Shammai's opinion? Why does Beis Shammai says if you have a single row of five vines over a wall, that's the look of a kerem, but loikak ain't also mishum kerem. Even without that, even if you didn't have it over a wall, it would be yasser anyway. It would be yasser as a kerem. So if you say that it's only one vine, we understand there's a special din of an oros. But if you're talking about that it has five vines, so why the halakha that you have to have, that you have to require five vines, that you have a din of an oros, even if you don't have a din of an oros, just the din of a kerem itself, you have to be marchik dalamos. So what do you need? What's the unusual about this halakha? And Beis Shammai said that even a single row of five vines is a considered of kerem, then you go, you have anyway, you have to have four amos, because it's a din of a kerem anyway, according to Beis Shammai. We don't have to have two rows. Even one row is enough. So Gemara says, we're talking about a case where the aris is not straight. It's crooked. It's shaped like a W. You have it sticks out. You have three, two, and five, and different going away from the wall. In such a case, it's not us. Since you have a shape, it's not five in one row, it's five coming in shape like a W, coming out of against the wall. But in such a case, then even without a wall, halacha would not be us, or vineyard would be us, a good bit. Only with the wall makes it us. In other words, Yukasha was, what's the chiddush of an aris? If you have Beshameh, you have to have five and five in one row is already considered us, so you have to have a makrik for amos. So here, what's the wall got to do anything with it? What are you adding to it? You have to makrik anyway. Also didn't care him. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about where it's a crooked thing. It's not a straight line. It's not a straight, it's crooked. It's shaped like a W. Shaped like a W, the halakha of a kerem doesn't apply. You wouldn't have to wait for a makrik for a dalat amos. It's only because it's now a dinner, because it's a kerem. Hefer Malkum. But why am Chuyiv the Marka? Because it's a din of now of a Aris, that's a separate halacha. But the din of a thing itself, a Kerem, would not have to be applied. So again, and on Meshavim Meshavim, if I don't have a lawyer, Kerem Filip Be Shamayim, lawyer de Aris, says the way Maful explains, but Mar's answer is, a Chiddush that also, even Be Shamayim requires five to make a Kerem, but hold over here, it's not even a din Kerem, because it's not shaped like a Kerem, it's shaped in a W form, not in a straight line. And maybe the only outside din of Aris is a Chayiv Machik that Abbas. Otherwise, according to Be Shamayim, you wouldn't have to be Machik at all. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoyne, boy, a Shaila, Mal, is Rabbi Detayim. What's the halacha of planting other things, other seeds between them? In other words, now that you're saying we're talking about it's crooked. It's a crooked one. So now the question is, if it's an moko, what's the halacha about planting different vines in between? You're planting seeds in between these different vines, being that it's not a kerem because lamaisa, it's not shaped like a kerem, it's shaped like a mukum, it's W, like a W. Mamela, what's the halacha about planting between each one? Between each one, would you allow to plant zerayim? So Gemara says, Mechavnos hein, Tumah Kish, where they're set up, the ones that are not straight are set up along their line in a certain way. Ve'atamar, Mutter L'Zeraya Benetayim. And you're telling me, you consider it to be Mutter? In other words, Lamaisa, you put the plant to the Kekaramim. Even though it's a crooked earth, you're planting it not in a straight line, but still it should be considered Asa. Because Lamaisa, it's still considered a line. It's still shaped in a certain way. It's shaped like a W, but there's a certain formula to them. It has that particular shape. And it would be considered Asa. So why would you say it'd be Mutter L'Zeraya? Of course it'd be Asa L'Zeraya when it's set up in a certain form. So then what's the kasha? What's Rabbi Yonah's kasha? What kasha is, when is the halacha about planting zrayim between them? Even if you have an aligned, or is it shul shaped like a W, but it's a structure, it's set like a set structure, would the halacha, you're allowed to plant ben azrayim? Would that be considered? Maybe that would nasser. Maybe in such a case, it would be the way you're allowed to plant something if you have six tefachim separation. The Gemara said, no, come on, tema gabe muksha, just like we said, like gabe halacha muksha, planting a muksha, where it's shaped like vegetables that are placed in that row. Also, Zorabi can't plant ben, you can't plant between the holes. So, to avakos, Zorabi and agafan. So, you can't have plant between the gafanim. Just like over there, by the muksha, by the vegetables that we said, halacha, you can't plant ben agumos, you can't plant between the holes. Between the vegetables and the hole, you can't plant. So, to over here, you can't plant ben agafanim, even though it's considered a shape like a W, shaped like Ma'uko, yet Allah is still can't go ahead and you can't answer Yonah's question. You can't plant Bein HaGafanim Zerayim along the way. Says the Gemara. Instead of answering that it's considered ma'ukal, Gemara says, "I'm Yochanan, I'll give you a different teretz." But always, I'm a chuvan shani. I'm not talking about where it's crooked, but rather where it's a line. It's a where there are five lines in one row, not shaped in the normal way, two, two, and one, but in a complete one row. So then, in Biyaz Makavin Shana, you've told me the case, where it's a line like this, then that's not a sub, not a karam, it's no us, without a fence, it doesn't answer Mishum karam. Even though you have five, but the line in a straight row, it's not the normal way you plant the karam. And Mela, Kote Be Shama, it would not be a din of a karam. Mela, it would be no din of it being Makid Dal Amos. Only Alecha is, when you go, begin by Alecha, but we say the Mishnah goes according to Alecha Be Silal. And Be Silal is not, it's not a karam, it's only one row, you have to have two rows. So it wouldn't be Bechlala. Din of Mishnah Gugud Basil would be a din of Kerem. It would be mutter to plant the Zeroyim within six Tvachim. You don't need four Amos. Unless it's a din of an Aris, which is a new Halacha. So the Gemara says, Amar Chanina, we have now two different Pshatim. We have Halacha of Yochanan's way to learn, and Rav Shlakish learns way to, Rav Shlakish learns that it's a Kerem Ma'ukal. Yochanan learns that it's a Ma'arim HaMiskavnin. It's a Mechavin, it's in a one row. And therefore, it's halacha like Beis Hillel, and therefore, it's not considered, it's not, no din kerem. So, Meila, Chanina says, let's understand the machlokas. But stop, Rabbi Yochanan, look at Rabbi Yochanan. Shimon Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yochanan, but you have an Amos Mechuvan, he would agree that if you have an Amos Mechuvan in a straight row, and we pass like Beis Hillel, halacha would be considered mutter, that would be considered to be a din of a kerem, and you couldn't plant anything next to it, and you're within four Amos away. Amos of Yochanan, but he agreed the other way around. If it's an Amos Mechuvan, if it's a question that it's slanted, it's bent, it's crooked, then according to Yochanan Nuri and Okanami would be considered a kerem, and be also to plant alongside it for Amos. Of Yochanan Yama, Toyin, Kol Amarim. Yochanan Nuri said in the case of the Mishnah that they made a mistake, Pshat. The notice itself is a look as a din of a kerem. And Mela, Ain Taima, Biyaz Mukum and Shani, Amayas Beton. Then what was the mistake? If you're not talking about a din of an Aris, then what could be a mistake? What mistake did they make? What the Mishnah calls it a mistake? What's the Aris? What's the Taos? Whether you learn like opinion number one, it's formed from the base of the vine, like Beis Shammai, or like Beis Hillel, it's from the base of the wall, not the base of the vine. What's the halacha, lemaisa, my b'nei? What's the nafkamina between two of them? At the end of the day, if it could go by the ikar gafanim, you have to have four amos. So what do we care what we're going by? What's the machlokes Beis Shammai Hillel? What's the nafkamina? So the Gemara says there is a nafkamina. Gemara says that what's a nafkamina? The Gemara nafkamina is depends how you learn. I'm Rav Yoina. You learn the makloikas, it's about a case where the vine, the trunks of the vine, are within four amos, and you want to plant within outside four amos. If that's the case, if then the halacha is good, it's fine, because you did it outside the amos. But the mandiyamamikar gather moshkin, you're talking about the one that's like Basilo, who says you're going from the fence, not from the vine. Then the place where the four amos measures exactly where the court ends, that's also the plan. The rest of it's motor because it's further than amos. We're exactly four amos. Where the four amos exactly the measuring stick goes in right there. That beginning part you can't measure, you can't plant because it's through the, it's touching four amos. But chutz of that, outside that area, that you could do because it would best to be motor. That's one teretz Gemara says. Or the other pshat would be ayishem shtei amos. The other way it said it's talking about a case where it's mamish, it's considered where it's aligned, it's not crooked. Then man yomer to the shnegavan mushkakam ain't also shtei amos. The one who says we go out the wall from the gefanim mushkin, as long as you go ahead and you separate from the base of the vines, or you have to go separate two amos, that's enough from the wall. It's like, the amos, two amos away from there, you have your four amos. Man yomer make a gedem mushkin, because the one who says you need from the wall, like basically, also ad shtei amos, okay, so you can't, you have to use the wall, and you have to use the two amos west of the wall. We're talking about where the wall is planted in between, two amos on each side, and mainly therefore, you have to wait, the space would be additional two amos, and you couldn't plant anything for until two amos on the other side of the fence. You'll go to the other one, you can plant ramish by the fence. According to the second Madi Amebis Hillel, you go by the wall, you have to wait for two amos beyond the wall to be able to be considered to be able to plant. That would be the halacha of the Gemara. I'll explain either way, either teretz, either way you learn, whichever way you learn. It's whether it's crooked or whether it's a straight line. Either way, we have an understanding what the machlokas would be of what would be allowed to, what would be cool, why Beis Shammai is Makmir and Beis Hillel is Mekel.